Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to another edition of the Channel Drop-In. I'm Glenn Robertson from Pure Channels, and this afternoon I'm delighted to be joined by Steve Kemish from Junction. He is founding managing partner of Junction and also a lecturer at the IDM, lead tutor, as he's told me earlier on. So, Steve, thanks for coming in. Thanks for dropping in. If you would mind doing 20 or 30 seconds on who you are and what you do, that would be great.
Yeah, thanks, Glenn. Good to see you. Very quickly then, I wear a couple of hats, as you've mentioned. So Junction, we're like Pure Channels, we're a channel marketing agency. Not as pure as Pure Channels. We do work in a few other industries as well. But in the main, and that's how Glenn and I know each other, is working in and around vendors and the partner network. And I'm a lecturer as well. So the IDM plus a couple of other universities. I spend my time sometimes in person, but at the moment more and more virtually teaching predominantly on digital marketing, so an equivalent to a degree qualification in various aspects of digital.
Brilliant. Steve, that's ace. Thanks for the intro. And also, as I mentioned, thanks for dropping in on us today. So we've done a little bit of prep in literally 2 or 3 minutes, besides talking about why I'm in the loft and you're surrounded by masks. And really, let's just remind ourselves about the drop-in. So I surround myself with experts in the field, and we talk for a few minutes on subjects that are pertinent to the moment. You drop in, drop some gold based on your extensive years worth of knowledge, and then drop out again. It's as simple as that. We've broken the rules a few times already in terms of time, but let's just blar on and see where we get to. So in the conversation that we had before starting, Steve, you mentioned about this is actually a really good time to do a number of different things. And based on history and based on research, I think you mentioned around the 2008 recession, there were some lessons learned. And I wondered if you could, for the viewers and listeners, just expand on those things and let us know your take on this whole situation that we're going through at the moment.
Yeah, sure. I mean, obviously, Glenn, it's coming from a standpoint of from a work point of view, that putting aside the wider issues and the negative of where we are as humans and in society, with our work hats on, keeping busy is important. And as you said, there's some interesting research that's resurfaced in the last couple of weeks. I'll send the link over, Glenn. You might want to tack it on to this post that effectively revisits 2008 and the last economic downturn and looks at organizations and what they did or didn't do from a marketing and advertising point of view during that time when it came back. So preparing for the upturn, which we know will come, I guess, as we talked about before, Glenn, and everyone's talking about, it's when it comes back, not if it comes back. And what do you do in that time when there is a downturn, when things are more pressured, when budgets might be tighter? As we know from a marketing point of view, marketing is one of the first ones that's taken off the list when times get tight. But the research really interestingly said, and it's from various standpoints, revisited for now in COVID-19, is that the brands that perform well in the upturn are the ones that continue to hold their nerve and keep busy, keep productive with their marketing and advertising to make sure they've got share of voice. So, classic in our markets, Glenn, you're generating leads or opportunities for your own or probably an indirect sales team. You've got to keep not necessarily heavy lead generation activity going. I don't think that's particularly appropriate right now or particularly easy to do, because of the lockdown that we're all sitting in right now, but keeping the more brand advertising side of stuff, the stuff that doesn't normally look so good to a finance director because it doesn't generate return on investment, that's the stuff that we're seeing. And that research really suggests is that the vendors and the partners that work hard on keeping their name out there in some shape or form are the ones that will do well once that upturn comes back. In simple terms, they're the ones that aren't forgotten because we've gone into our hole. You've got to keep people remembering that you're there and what you stand for when everything comes back.
Steve, that's brilliant. So I'd like something you said just a moment ago made me think of I'm a goalkeeper, ex-goalkeeper coach, and it kind of reminds me of when we're teaching kids about goalkeeping, they naturally retreat. They naturally will retreat to the goal line. And when they do that, it actually makes the goal look huge. So it gives the attacker more space to aim at. So it kind of thinks it's kind of that that American, that US analogy where it's like offense is the best form of defense. So is that the kind of thing that we're seeing now? So don't retreat to the goal line, actually take a step forward and look at the best way to defend yourself is actually to go on the offensive and prepare for the upturn.
Yeah, I think it's a nice analogy. I think actually the middle ground, Glenn, is, and I was a goalkeeper back in the day, particularly as a kid playing, and there was the element of you could go too far. If you go too crazy out of your box, you're going to end up in a position of no return, or something horrific. So I think practically it's a case of you don't want to retreat, you're right, but you don't want to go too far out. And I think the parallel right now is generating leads or net new business is going to be tough. Tough because you can't contact people in the ways that, as we talked about before we started, and we're both very well versed in creating campaigns that do lead gen for the partner community is a big part of being a vendor, but you can't do it in the way you could even 3 months ago. So it's not going out there and going, well, okay, let's attack and score six and maybe we'll only concede five. Yeah. You've got to be appropriate. So I think the way to go out is to continue to create messaging that's appropriate for the time. I'm a massive fan of the word helpful. I think helpful really sells. And as long as you are genuine with it, i.e. it's not a sticking plaster for, and I've seen lots of this when we first got to this lockdown, and you'll be more familiar with me, Glenn, for your background in collaboration and telco stuff, is companies pumping out LinkedIn posts on six things on how to work from home that were really just thinly veiled excuses to try and sell their technologies or to get opportunity, right?
Rather and actually, than, some of them were just really bad anyway.
Yeah, right? Well, yeah. I posted something at the same time, which was, the steps for working from home. One, get up out of bed. Two, turn on your laptop. The end.
Yeah.
Right? And that's a bit facetious. Yeah. But the point is, be appropriate, be human about it. And I think that's the way to go forward is, create messages and content that are useful, helpful, maybe you've got personality and in the moment of crisis we do need a bit of relief as well, so a bit of entertaining or slightly more relaxed content is not a bad idea either. That it isn't, its job is not, and that was the whole point of this research, this isn't about trying to do stuff now that's going to generate leads in days, weeks, maybe in a quarter's time. This is the stuff that will pay back longer term because you'll have positioned yourself. No one will have forgotten you, and they're going to remember you for the good things that you want to be remembered for. So, yeah, I think it's that middle ground. Basically, get out to the penalty spot or to the D, if we use your analogy.
Yeah, brilliant. No, that's a good one. So actually, then with your lecturing hat on, if you're going back to that kind of what is marketing? What is good marketing? Are we talking about going back to some basics and good, regular, sensible communication? Some of the basic elements that maybe we've forgotten about or just need a gentle reminder about, good communication on a regular basis with helpful, insightful, informative information that might do something to build our long-term brand awareness rather than our short-term tactical lead gen.
Yeah, it's a good point. And actually, there's a model by YouTube they developed a number of years ago called the HHH model.
Okay. So
if you're going to ask me to put my lecturing hat on, I'm going to use a model.
Yeah, go.
So the 3H model, which YouTube use it for video content, but I often say to clients and teaching, it's a really useful model for messaging and content. And the 3Hs stand for, if you're not familiar, hero, hub, and hygiene. Now, hygiene actually means help, but that's how the model is designed. And the help content, alongside the hub, and hub content is keeping in touch, what you might call in old money, Glenn, a newsletter, right? The nurture content, the stuff that means they don't forget you're around, even if they're not ready to buy from you. So I think the hub content's a great opportunity. The help stuff is, it's the hero stuff that you don't really want to do much of. And as you can imagine, hero content would often be big kind of campaigns, big wins, stuff that's really about you as an organization. And there's a place for that, generally speaking, but it always should be, you should talk about others more than yourself as a brand. No more so than now in terms of don't actually bother. Just take the foot and put it firmly on the brake of trying to be amazing and show people what you are as a brand. Do that by the way that you communicate and that hub and that help stuff. But if you rewind, sorry, go on.
Sorry. No, I was just going to say, this is, This is a really good point. I mean, I had a drop in with Paul Cash of Rooster Punk just
Yeah,
recently as well.
okay. No, Paul, well, good man.
And so he talks a lot about humanizing B2B marketing, you know, and he's amazing at it, obviously, as you know. We talk a lot about empathy and understanding and emotion. You know, is that what you're talking about here in the hub and the hygiene section? Not the egotistical, aggressive, how great and how grand and how brilliant can we say we are in order to try and get you to believe it?
Yep, absolutely agree. And actually, Paul and I have had this conversation very recently around emotions. And like you, we both agree firmly that there's much more opportunity to be more emotionally diverse in B2B marketing, right? This is not about the classic man versus man shaking hands in front of a glass shiny building in suits, right? That kind of doesn't mean anything stuff. And as a man to a man, you know, I understand a few emotions. There's a whole spectrum of them, right? It's being appropriate with that toolkit for it. It's not just be funny. There's a lot of different ways and nuance to it, but it helps you stand out. So I think that's a really helpful thing to look at. If you rewind slightly again back to the teaching side of things, then with any company in any industry, the other thing that's worth bearing in mind now, and I think it's really applicable for channel, is you've got this once, probably once in a lifetime opportunity as a marketing department or a broader business to do the stuff that you wouldn't normally do that's going to help that communication. So the boring things that everyone hates, everyone's data is not good enough. Well, could we do stuff with our data? If we've got idle hands across sales, marketing, et cetera, and it might not be the most thrilling job, but can we do data cleansing? Can we do some market analysis work? Very basic level. Saying this to somebody the other day is get onto LinkedIn, upload the names, the company names or the URLs of the companies you want to target, and see how many of them are on LinkedIn. Even if you never do anything with that, you can almost do kind of social media market analysis, penetration on how many of these companies are available online. Lots of different, quite easy and low cost or no cost activities that are not just being busy for the sake of it, but are being productive. That, as you say, when you then get back to turning that more aggressive, and by aggressive I mean more information, more frequently, you've got your pillars in place that your messaging, if it's emotional or otherwise, is going to be appropriate for the people you're trying to target.
Brilliant, brilliant. Okay, Steve, that was good. I feel like we could probably spend several more hours doing this, right?
Happily,
I'm
yep.
sure we could. But let's book in episode two or episode three, and let's do
Sure,
that.
happy
And
to chat, Glenn. Really happy to.
we
Yeah,
can
lovely.
do that. I think so. For the drop in for the first episode with you, Steve Kemish, of Junction Agency and the IDM. This has been great. I think for me, three things that kind of stand out. You've got, plan now for the upturn. The research tells us that, the successful people do just that, with a slight coronavirus type head on at the moment. Number two, remember your basics. Okay, remember your basics in marketing and communication. And three, part of that is to use now as a great opportunity to do all of the things that you normally hate doing, but if you do them now, then you'll be ready to not have to do them when we start getting going again. Is that fair? Is that a fair summary?
Absolutely is. Yeah, it's almost like, as we talked about, Glenn, everyone's cleaning out the kitchen cupboards and the back of the wardrobe that no one's doing. Just think that principle for work so that you are ready to make the most, to enjoy that, to benefit from it when we do get back to some form of normality. Absolutely.
Steve, fantastic talking to you. Just give us a couple of things. How can people get hold of you?
A couple of ways. You find me on LinkedIn. Kemish is an easy surname, thankfully. But I'm also on Twitter on at Skemo, Skemmo. And also, you mentioned Paul Cash. Paul Cash is one of our guests. We run a podcast this end called What We've Learned, which is very similar to this, Glenn, in terms of, in fact, we may even turn the tables on you at some point very soon. Is What We've Learned, which is at wwlpodcast.co.uk. A weekly drop-in where we just chat more broadly about what we and others have learned in the industry that's useful, including Paul Cash, amongst many other useful and interesting people.
Fabulous. Steve, that's great. Thank you so much for joining us
Thank
this
you.
afternoon on the channel drop-in. Hopefully more episodes with yourself to come. Found that really insightful, really enjoyable, and I'm sure everybody else will too. But for now, that's it. Channel drop-in, another episode is done. That's me, Glenn Robertson at Pure Channels. That's Steve Kemish from Junction and lecturer at the IDM. Steve, thanks for dropping in. Talk to you all again soon. Cheers.
Thanks ever so much.